Okay, we are on Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. We are Amar Rav. If you go in Taisus Gzeira, go up two lines. The last word of the line is Amar. That's where we're up to. Amar Rav. Ilav the Chamisa the Chavibi the Cholot Vesandu this Lishint. If not of the fact that I saw my uncle, Rav Chiya was his uncle, double uncle, by the way, his father's brother and his mother's brother. His father and mother were stepbrother and sister, and each of them had a half-brother named Rav Chiya. Not named Rav Chiya, Rav Chiya's father and mother. Rav Chiya's father and mother were stepbrother and sister. And therefore, Rav's mother and father, each of them was a half brother or a half sister to Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya was a double uncle to Rav. It doesn't make a difference for us now. Anyway, he was. So if I didn't see him use a sandal, the Isla Shinsen, Archical Translation, straps? I would have only used the sandal used by the guides, which is a tight fit that doesn't need straps. It's like tight on its own. Not that it has to be tied on. But he used straps, so I'm making with sandals with straps. V'haididun, our shoes, Abagav the Izbe Chumrasa, even though it has a knot, right, that, right, Katrina Bay Misna, we still put on a strap. So her chalitza should be good, meaning it should be, nothing should be off before she starts. So even though it's tight, we put on a strap to make it tighter, so everything should be done by her. She should take it from tight to off, instead of having it like partial, we're afraid it won't be tight enough, and therefore she won't be really removing it off his foot that well. So the chumrah is to have it tight, and therefore when it's tight, then she's really taking it off from beginning to end.
The message is that he's not walking in the ways of Hashem.
No, we didn't say that at all.
What's the message that she's taking off his shoe?
So we said yesterday, three pshatim. Two of them were, the first account was, she's saying, I was your servant. I would have been your wife who would have taken your shoes off every time. You refused my service, so you're disgusting, and she spits. So the taking off the shoe is to show the service she would have done, and then she spits to show his rejection of it. The other two pshatim was that in a certain sense he's like an oval. Either he's like an oval because he refuses to build his brother's name. So we say, you're like an oval. You're like a mourning for your brother. You're not doing anything for him. Or he's not doing the right mitzvah. So you're like a mourning for not doing the right mitzvah. So we treat you like an oval by removing the shoe. And the Reich, we said to Pshatim, either it's disgusting that you don't care about your brother, or that Reich is a bodily fluid. You didn't want to use your other bodily fluid to do the right thing, so I'm spitting at you with bodily fluid to recognize your refusal to use bodily fluid to build your brother's name. That's what we read yesterday, the Pshatim. But nobody says anything about going in the ways of Hashem. They left that for you. You can say that. And you're safer. Maybe we'll give you a chalik of the safer in the back. A RS mace. Maybe not.
Maybe the knot they're talking about, the knot that they use that shouldn't fall off. It's like a button.
Maybe. Rashi. Chinti Astro.
The name of the course, as far as to go off the wayside when we say it's better than two.
I had no idea what you said.
All these things go off the way when we find that, when we say that chalitza is better.
See, the problem is, you're right. But the Torah said chalitza is worse. It's a fact. The Torah says if you don't want Yibam, do Chalitza. The Torah says definitely it's the second best.
So
came along Abishol and said, do the second best because the first you're going to blow. The Torah said Yibam is better. There's no doubt about that. Read the Psukim. Came along Abishol. Yibam is better. Came along Abishol and said, Yibam has to be done in a very correct way. It's the best thing. But if you don't, you're playing with major fire. Stay away. So he's saying, do the second best. You can't deny it's the second best. Yes, yeah, so you'll say, he'll say, I'd like to do Yibam, they're not letting me, and I'm being embarrassed here by my shoe being pulled off. And this is life. You're right. The symbolism doesn't apply to the guy who wants to do it, and we don't let him. Like this man has that. Right? A guy is married, and wants to take a second wife with Yibam, we tell him no. So we're telling him, he doesn't want to do it. He doesn't, what do you mean, doesn't want to? The Rabbanan told him not to want to, so he says he doesn't want to. He says the words, I don't want to do Yibam.
I'm sure he says, he's just saying an
Eitz HaTovah. But he's saying more than an Eitz HaTovah. I mean, it is an Eitz HaTovah, but he's saying you're playing with fire. It's dangerous. Telling your guy to stay away from danger is more than an Eitz HaTovah, no? It's a very strong Eitz HaTovah.
It's different than Kriyashma, do you have Kavanah? What? If you don't have the Kavanah, so therefore what? There's no...
The person that has to say Kriyashma, the first person was 100% Kavanah.
What's... It's not going to be punished, you know what I mean? I'm
sure saying,
if you do Yibam
without... Oh, exactly. He's not
going to
get
the
Mitzvah Kriyashma.
It's not good. It's not as bad.
It's not
going to
be major.
The other one is the tenacious up.
Right. It's similar, he says. Whatever that means. He does. It's not. Is it an Eitz HaDeraisa?
Maybe.
And most Rishonim are not, but the Rishonim deal with it because he says it's almost like he uses the term that doesn't not clarify on that. Anyway, Dr. Rashi, Shinsi Ashra B'Nayich L'Cholzai. I've got this. The Chumra said Kesher Kosher Asrasam and not. When my meat died, and it makes it substantially eats him in a regular. It shouldn't fall off. After Lachy B'Shas Chalitza. Katrina may miss the gate of the tasty even tishri, she should untie it. We want to take it from 100 to 0. We want her to take it from 100 to 0. So we make it 100. Make sure it's 100. In order that nothing happened before she touches it. Now, I don't know what size this is, but it's rather large. I would assume that's larger than most people's foot.
The bottom is, but not the cap. I think the part behind the button. I couldn't close that button. Up.
But this is not larger?
Huh?
The size of the shoe.
Yeah, the shoe, for sure. Yeah, that's large. It's about 11.
About 11. So that's why you have to tie it on tight for a guy who weighs an 8. You know what I mean? Okay. Simen Hataris Yivama Sandal. Tanta Gemara Amar Yudam Arab Hataris Yivama Lishok Bishmitas Raiva Ekev. When did she become mutter? As soon as she took off most of his heel from the sandal. Even if she didn't take it off completely, the fact that most of it is off, most of the heel is uncovered, is shulas, use that word, that's when she becomes mutter. That's the moment she becomes mutter. Now, Kamina would be she stops there. She takes off the sandal off most of his foot, most of his heel, it says. Right? The Gemara is going to explain what it means. Most of his heel. I don't know what most of his heel means. I don't know what part of the body is called heel. How many? The heel is the bottom, right? How big is the heel?
The heel is the back, the very bottom, back of the. Right?
It's the back or the bottom?
Back.
The back. Okay, so the heel was back at the bottom. I'm sorry, the back, right? And she pulled up most of it, and she stopped. She would still be mutter.
She didn't even spit.
We were talking about that part. The spitting we'll see later.
No, she did.
Could be she spit, but she didn't do more chalitza. We didn't get involved in anything else. Maybe she did. She did. The Gemara's going to talk later if she doesn't spit. At this point, she spit.
It's funny. You have to do the entire thing from the unwrapping.
No, you don't.
But that's what it said. Why you have to retire just so it's, the whole thing is done by her, and this whole production...
That's the whole thing. That's what we're saying. That's the whole thing. Off most of the... Again, we're not finished the Gemara yet.
Yeah,
this
why
is, actually, we have to cover a quota, so you shouldn't even have questions.
This comes first.
All that will be discussed later on. We'll let the Gemara do its thing. The Krashi, Bishmitas Rav Eikav, Shamta Rav Eikav Min Asando, most of the heel, Abish Lecholtosa Kula Hutra. Frank the Gemara Mesre. Hutra Ritsuas Middle of Asando, she undid the straps. Aisha Shamat Rav Haregel, or he removed most of the foot. Meaning she just untied the straps and stopped. That's not good chalitza. Or he removed most of his foot from the shoe, chalitzas the psula. Taima the chushama too. The problem is because he did it. Hasham to he. But if she would have removed most of the foot, chalitzas the kshera. But it doesn't say most of the heel, it says most of the foot. Raiv haregel in, raiv haekev loy. It says that it has to be most of the foot, right? It says, if he removes most of the foot, that's not good. Inference being, if she does, it is good, but only most of the foot, not most of the heel. And for the Gemara, Haina Raiva Regal, Haina Raiva Ekev. It's one and the same. But my car is a Raiva Regal, really it means the heel. The reason the price that calls it the foot, the Kula Chayla the Kara Alei Chadachas. When a person steps, the pressure is the heel. The heel is where the pressure of his leg hits the ground, more so than the rest of the foot. Rashi, Hutra Ritsuas Minu Shloi Tarasin He. Sorry, I made a mistake. Hutra means they got untied on their own. Ashishamat Hu Raiva Regal, he Chotsasu Lagamri. And she took the rest. Dachis Nismach, leans on. Lashin Dachis is Brimberbalaz. What does he say the word Dachis means? Leans? Pressure? Pressure. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Messiah Leila Rabbi Anai.
What is the white thing?
Straps.
The leather straps.
The leather straps are the brown ones, right?
No.
The white ones?
Or white leather. There's nothing in this shoe that's not leather. Nothing.
White. It looks like... I thought it was material.
The stitches are leather.
So she undoes the white part.
And the knots.
Yeah.
And removes the shoe.
She got to touch him? Is there like a problem
here? Well, I don't know how she does it without touching him. It's not Darachiba. That's what you're worried about. It's no different than when the hygienist in the dentist sticks her hand in your mouth.
You're
way
faster, not me.
She's
got gloves
on. Okay, well, now she does. Once upon a time, they didn't. And they were much healthier.
Is that sort of the gear is
Chiba? Only the Chiba, yeah.
No, I disagree.
Again, the issue of the gear is to touch a person in a social way, in a positive way. And if a dental hygienist pokes your finger in your mouth, that's not the gear.
How about a haircut?
I always thought it was professional versus...
Again, it's... So what is professional? So it's not Derechiba.
Are you allowed to shake hands with a woman?
No, that's Derechiba. That's social. Easy. What are you shaking your hands for?
Social.
That's social. That's Chiba. Chiba means social. Doesn't mean love. It means Chiba. A social way. Positive relation way. Not professional.
Haircut.
Yeah, a woman can give you a haircut. Yeah.
No. really, how can you
really
see them?
If it's an option to have a man, do a man.
Again, I go back to the dental hygienist.
No, I said,
change in the store.
That's a chumrah, not usher. Again, it's a chumrah, it's a wonderful chumrah that a person should never touch a woman. And that when she hands him change, she puts it down on the table.
Right.
But that's not halacha, it's a chumrah. It's wonderful. Any chumrah in Hilchasnias is wonderful. There are people that never look at women.
Even the expense of embarrassing someone
potentially.
Why is it embarrassing?
If someone extends their hand to you, you don't take it. That could be embarrassing.
My religion says, I don't know, I know somebody told me, that he told a woman once, my religion says that I don't touch any woman besides my wife and children. And the lady said, I wish all men were like you.
Now you have COVID.
Yeah, today it's COVID. I don't touch anybody. I only cough in their face, but I don't do anything else. COVID is great. It's also good for your stock. Look, you never look at a woman. She's waiting to go to Whole Foods. They're waiting.
That is true.
They have their eyes open. You know what I mean?
It's true.
I know, but you were the one that was saying it's us, even not Derek Heber, you know what I mean?
Right,
Derek. Right. Dr. Gemara, right. Messiah led Rabbi Yana, then Rabbi Yana makes you hit her who was something, he makes you hit here, he was something too. Chalitzas and Psula. If he untied and she took off, she untied, he took off, it's Pasto, it's Yatatu, he was Tashmati. She has to do the whole thing. Rashi, no Rashi. Messiah, yeah. Hadak Tani Hutu Ritsuas. Okay. Dr. Rabbi, to buy Rabbi Yana. Kurso Mao. What if she didn't take it off? She ripped it off. Surfasa Mao.
What does that mean, ripped it off?
Instead of taking it off the normal way,
she didn't untie it.
She just yanked it off. No. She ripped it. She got it off the foot, not in the normal way of removing a shoe. It's a normal way of removing a shoe. You don't rip your shoe when you remove the shoe.
Did she undo the straps?
Makes no difference. Makes no difference. She cut it off its foot. Or, by the way, it would be much easier. It's easier to cut it off than to get it off. But that's what she did. Or, surfasu mo. She burnt it off. Mao, is it a good chalitz or not? Gili karabinan. We need the foot revealed by a cup. Is it chalitz or bina v'lekup? Is it revealing the foot? Or is it untaking off the shoe? The Torah says v'chol tzanaloi. Take it, we have no idea. Rashi,
Srifasai.
We don't know.
It says it's not kosher.
What does it say?
It says it's not.
Gemara has a shayla. Is it good or not good? And the Gemara says, we have absolutely no idea. And teku means there's no rayas. There's no havaminas. Whenever the Gemara has a shayla and it tries to prove it, it doesn't say teku even if the proof is no good. Because it wasn't left standing. It was dealt with. When you have a shayla that you have zero proofs to, then there's no discussion. There's no raya. We say teku. The question is, what did the Torah want? Torah means take the shoe off. Torah didn't say burn it off. The question is burning good enough? What did the Torah mean? To reveal his foot? Or did the Torah mean the act of taking off? That's exactly the shayla. Because that's the norm. That's the norm. We're not talking about the fringes that would burn the shoe off their husband's foot, their brother-in-law's foot.
I think the one who owned that original chalitz shoe would be very happy with
it. What? I don't even know how you would burn this thing off.
Yeah.
I mean, leather doesn't torch. Burn so fast.
Blowtorch.
Dr. Ashi.
Is this typical shoe of what they wore there, the sandals that they wore at that time?
No. I don't think so.
This was made even in the time of Gomorrah, especially for the sake of Khalifa.
Again, I don't know. I don't know is the answer. I did see, and I didn't get a chance to look at, if somebody would do chalitza in a regular shoe, as Manasseh. What if they went and did chalitza the regular shoe? It's a big discussion, because it has to be totally 100% leather. In those days, they made it totally 100% leather. That happened. Today, our shoes are not 100% leather. The stitching is not leather. Some parts of the shoe might not be leather.
Well, so the shoe is not a shoe. It has to be a boot. Because it says meow.
So, again, let's not poskim. Let's not... See, we're midstream here. There's a whole pairing called Mitzvot Chalitza. Right? So I mean, this pairing is going to discuss all aspects of Chalitza. We just got our feet wet. Right. Rashi. So Rasinu Shlich like a chalas ala sandal, Shukarak Baragloi, Mr. Foster, and she burnt it. Zatik my vita by Mineir of Nechemya Maraba. Nechemya asked Rabba a question. Shnei min olam zagav zeh mahu. What if he's wearing two shoes? Frakti gemara heki dami. Ilei b'nisho fasili loy v'koy tasoi. Nichi removed the top one and left the bottom one on his foot. Me'al amar rachmana. It has to be me'al ragloi from on his foot. But loy me'al to me'al. She's removing the second shoe, leaving the first shoe there. That means she removed the shoe from above the thing above his leg. She has to remove the thing from his leg. She didn't. Right, shoe one is on his leg, shoe two is on top of one, shoe one. So you're removing two shoe two, you're not removing it meow ragla, you're moving it meow to meow. But tricha the karasa liloi, she ripped the top one. The shafasa litoi, pulled out the bottom one. The koyiloi, but the top one is still there. She ripped it enough to be able to get a grip of the bottom one and pull it out. And leave the top one there. That means his foot is still covered by the top shoe. Chalitza bina v'yeka, she removed the shoe. Adomakilakara bina v'leka. Or, maybe, she has to reveal his foot, and she didn't because the top shoe was still there.
Means that he can't wear a sock.
He does not wear a sock, correct. Adomakilakara could not wear a sock. And by the way, it would be questionable even if you don't need Adomakilakara, whether that's called meow de meow. No, the person receiving Chalitza does not wear a sock. That is fact. Acting Gemara meet. What? It doesn't say anything. Because the Gemara is going to try to question it. But the Gemara, I don't know why the Gemara doesn't say Teku. I think it's the same Shaila as the Shaila before, worded in a different way, the opposite way. There is a chalitza, there's no gili kara. There was a gili kara without a chalitza. So I think it's the same shiloh. Frank, the gemar mi kagai gavna. Do people wear two layers of shoes? Meaning, is this normal? Like, you're asking a shiloh about a guy wearing two shoes. Is this like something that happens?
But the Rebbe always says that the gemara puts in situations that are far-fetched thing, then you can figure out the regular.
Oh, Tysus asked your kasha.
Oh, sir.
Can I say it again? Tysus asked your kasha. Tysus asked, the Gemara in Chulin has a shayla about a chulza that swallowed and it went and came out, the thing that came out exactly the way it went in. A chulza swallowed a baby and the baby came out on the other side completely intact. It's a metametumus mace. Now, how common is that? So Tysus answers that the Gemara didn't mean to say that it doesn't happen. What the Gemara meant to say is, if it's not normal for people to do it, it wouldn't qualify for Chalitza. Chalitza has to be done as the way normal people wear shoes. If it's not the norm, it wouldn't qualify Chalitza. The answer is, it's not the normal. If people wear shoes this way, so then it's normal to call Chalitza, and then you have to figure out what the Chalitza requirements are. But if people don't wear shoes this way, so this is not normal chalitza. And for the Gemara, yes, it's pretty normal. The Chazur Rabbanu Rav Yehuda, the Nafik B'cham Shezuzi Muka L'Shuka. He went out with five pairs of Muki, which is a, what does he translate Muki? Hard leather?
Light shoes?
I don't know where he got that translation for, but... What? Yeah.
Galoshes?
Lashuka. The galoshes are made out of rubber, not out of leather. Rashi, Muki. Again, Meaning if an Amira does it, it means it was, we saw an Amira do it, it means it's not uncommon. Amira wouldn't walk around looking strange. Rashi Muki, Kushunish Kushim, they're hard. Okay. You say it's, you call it light leather? Light shoes. Okay. So that's the Gemara Baita. Now, the next piece of Gemara is going to be difficult. I had a difficult time understanding it, I'll be honest. I tried my best. And if Arsko explains it differently, please tell me. Because there are different Rishayim that explain it differently. Rashi does not get involved. Can everybody mute themselves, please? Rashi does not get involved in the issues that are going to bother us. So let's see what happens.
Rabbi, can I ask a question on the last
sure.
one before we go on? About teku. So it's a situation where the Gemara says teku. What's the status of the people involved?
In this case, every teku is different. But in this case, she would not be able to have yibum, but she would not be able to marry anybody else. She would need another chalitza.
Why is Yibum affected?
It might have been good, but the chalitza might not have been good, so she can't go married. So she's really between a rock and a hard place, and we'd have to do another chalitza.
Okay.
But not because we know, but because we don't know. Uh-huh. Talk to Gemara Vayter. I'm reviewed on Marav. Okay, I'm going to ask again, if Archko says something different than I said, please.
I'm trying to explain it.
A Yavama that grows up with the brothers, which if I understand correctly means her husband died and she's living in a house together with her brothers-in-law. Now, Yichud is not a Shiloh, their wives are there, the family is there, she is a Yavama, she's a widow, she's in the same house as her husband's family, including his brothers.
She was a minor when he died.
What? She said he's a minor, that's how he translates it?
Yeah.
I don't know why he said that, but it doesn't make a difference. If it makes him feel better, it's fine. Who'd you call that from?
No one.
No one, okay. Because he's bothered with Yichud, right? So. Oh, Shigdila. Okay, I just learned Shigdila means she lived there. But you're right, Shigdila means grew up, so maybe that's what it means. Mutaris l'nasi l'achem anachem. We're not afraid. She's allowed to have Yibum when she grows up. V'ein chayshishin shemachol t'sandu l'echad mehem. We're not afraid that a chalitza happened. We're not afraid that somewhere she removed somebody's shoe. Now, we're going to learn later on whether the spitting is ma'akev, whether the reading the parsha is ma'akev. All that is biblical. Here we're saying, even if a non-biblical chalitza was done, meaning even if it didn't fit the biblical requirement, it's enough sometimes to ban yibum. We're saying we're not going to ban yibum. We have no reason to believe that a chalitza took place. And therefore, since we have no reason to believe that a chalitza took place, there's no reason to ban her from Yibum. That's what it's saying.
She did this with Kavana.
Again, at this point, we have not said enough to ask any questions. Now, what the Gemara doesn't discuss, Kavana is going to be discussed, is where did this chalitza happen? At home? In Bezin? Where would this chalitza have happened that would make us nervous? Don't you need a bezin for chalitza? Wasn't that?
3-5
Right, so it could be, this is what the Rishayim deal with. Some Rishayim learned that maybe in front of bezin she removed the shoe. Not, they didn't come for chalitza. They
you
were.
Have known that.
What?
Maybe it happened. You would have known that.
Again, yeah. So the way I understood it, and that's why I asked if Archer explains it differently. The way I understood it is, we're not dealing with a biblical chalitza, which would need a bezin. We're talking about banning Yibum. If she did, at this point, at this time of the Gemara, if she removed his shoe, it would ban Yibum, even if there were no bezin there. The act of removing his shoe would be enough. Again, this is a Havamina. We're not finished yet at all. Would be enough to rabbinically ban Yibum. That's how I understood it. That's why I asked if Art Score says something that would be more enlightening. Taima de loy chazinan. Because we never saw it, so we're not worried it happened. But if we would see her remove a foot and shoe, we would say no more Yibum. I vatanya benchin is chavin huvel and is chavin nehim. Benchin is chavin nehivel and is chavin hu chalitzas the psulat she is chavin ushneim keachat. As the Brisa says, it's not a good chalitza until they both have kavana. Now, even if we saw her taking the shoe off, there's no reason to believe that they had kavana for chalitza. So, to Gemara, that's exactly what we mean to say. Okay, Kamar. Avagav, the chazinan, ein chashinan, ein chashish in shem mekivnu. Even if we saw her take the shoe off, there's no reason to believe that there was any intention for chalitza when she's doing this back home. V'ikid the Amri, time is lechazinan. Hachazinan chashishin, I d'ktari boy kavana, that which you say you need kavana, hani mili l'shteruya la'alma, that's to make her mutter. Avala achim, mifsala. But to have the act of chalitza to make her not eligible for yibum, even without kavana, that is enough. So the Gemara has two l'shaynas. One lashon is that to ban her from yibum, I also need kavana, and that the chiddush is, if I see a chalitza, it doesn't bother me because I have no reason to believe there was any intention. And the second lashon is saying, I don't need intention. The act of chalitza is enough rabbinically to ban her from yibum. Does our school say anything about bezin, not bezin, nothing? Nothing. Okay.
Does that mean that
it asks herself from doing evil? By the way, this is one thing. Kavana means, according to most shitas, kavana means kavana for the mitzvah of chalitza, for the act of, for the shayla of chalitza, the mitzvah, but for the mitzvah of chalitza.
So she can marry someone from the shepherd.
That they're doing it l'shem mitzvah chalitza. That would kavana would be. Which, there's many riots that that's what kavana means. We'll see later on.
So this second shot, if you did see it, you are concerned about that it was done?
No, you don't care. It's enough rabbinically to ban her from Yibum. Again, there's two parts here. One is to be a chalitza kashim in the raisa, that she can get married to somebody else, and one is to say no more yibum. That's rabbinic, because it looks like chalitza. We don't want it. We don't want yibum anymore. She would need another chalitza.
For
sure. Right, to get married. But it's enough rabbinically to ban yibum. And we're saying you don't need kavana for that. Whereas the first lashon said, for rabbinically to ban yibum, we need kavana. Now, still, bezin is still a factor here. You need chalitza and bezin to be matur and l'shuk. Yes? Yeah, it's not so far-fetched. She's a 10-year-old girl. Well, 10-year-old chalitza is kind of nothing. She's a 12-year-old girl. No, he came home from a day's work and he turned to his 12-year-old sister-in-law and said, can you take my shoes off?
Right.
She's his 12-year-old sister-in-law. It's not like she's a stranger.
I'm not trying to ask my sister-in-law to do that.
Because that's for what? If you do it because of the, if you do it, you get hurt from a lady, you do it, I don't do it. People are different.
How long is that going to go now?
People are different.
Yes, people are different. I just saw a beautiful part this week. Chazal say people look different and they think differently. So I saw a word from somebody that says, just like I'm not upset at somebody that he looks different than me, I shouldn't get upset at somebody for thinking differently than me. That's what Chazal was trying to say. So if anything made people look different, nobody gets angry, why aren't you looking like me? So kachte esen shayna zu mizu is, person should be accepting of the fact that not everybody thinks like him. Chazal. Shem shepatzefem shayna zemizeh, kachte esen shayna zemizeh. So pashit you learn that Rabbi Shem created people to look differently and think differently. This pshat is saying, you're tolerant of one, be tolerant of the other as well. Like sometimes people ask questions here and say things that I don't necessarily agree with. But you gotta be tolerant. The same shine as so, like taking haircuts from a lady. Rashi.
Never.
Never. Rashi. He asked if halachically it's mutter. Why not?
No, that's what you asked?
Not me.
Is that an incident? Again, the answer is it's Umamamazi, she's doing a job. Now, is it recommended? It's a different story.
That was the question.
Right, Rabbi Isaac Glazman didn't let a female hygienist work on his mouth. Jeff told me that when Rabbi Isaac came, he did everything himself. No lady touched Rabbi Isaac. But that doesn't mean how logically it does, sir. So Chumrah, I said, every Chumrah is to be commended here in Tilchus Sneas.
I like some love.
I know, he told me once. Rashi. Hachazina de Khalid, I know somebody came to Cleveland Clinic for heart surgery, and he asked a no female nurse working him, and the clinic complied.
No.
Yes. Mabwala Ryan, that they complied. Heritage, they took a look at the man. They saw he's an air-looking guy. He means it 100% L'shem Shemayim. They recognized that. They complied. They never had a woman touch him the whole time.
You can request like a physical therapy. I asked that should be the female therapist.
Maybe they had kavana, and it became puzzle. It's interesting. Rashi has the first one. Our Ikadiyami says you don't need kavana. Rashi says we're afraid Dilma Nischavnu. So Rashi brings the first one in the Ikadiyami. Okay, it's the same shot at the end of the day. Again, Artsko doesn't mention Bethan. This is a big fear here. Where did she do this? At home? Like, why should it? Doesn't Chalitz have to be in Bethan? So the Shaydim go into this. Some say she did it in Bethan. It's a very hard thing to hear that she would take off a shoe in Bethan without Kavona. Like, what's she taking a shoe off in Bethan for?
I'm not consuming me. Who's seeing?
No, no, people are in the house. Something about right. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Sandal hatofer bepishtan ein chotzen bay. A sandal that's sewn with flax, linen, can't use it. The stitches have to be leather. See the shoe? These are leather. Leather stitches. They don't look like leather, but they're thin leather. They're cut leather, the stitches. And you sew with leather. Shenemar, then alcha tachash. When Yecheskel describes the word an alcha, putting on a shoe, he uses the example of tachash, which is a kind of animal, which Artsko can't translate because nobody knows what it is. What does Artsko say is tachash?
Multicolored
hides. Multicolored hides. If you tell me Yecheskel is translating the word now, by the way, we don't learn halacha out of Yecheskel. Yecheskel is just telling me a translation of the word. If he's telling you that now means made out of tachash, so how about if it's made out of other skin of an animal, goat skin? Zakti Gemara.
Is that considered leather?
Well, skin is turned into leather, no?
Yeah. Well,
then if Shaila is, let me just finish. Maybe it means just tachash. Zakti Gemara, now rebut says now a number of times to tell me any leather. Zakti Gemara, now rebut will call me linami. So say even not leather. That's the Gemara, okay, Takash, my honey lay. Takash is limiting. Nal is expanding. So the answer is anything similar to Takash, which means leather.
Takash wasn't a fur?
Takash was a skin. Iris Tchashim.
So it didn't have fur on one side?
I raised Chashim, it says in the Pasuk.
Okay, I'm talking about when they made the Mishnah.
Didn't the Pasuk say I raised Chashim? I raised.
Okay. That's not included.
Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Hatavra b'Pishtan, Shatavra b'Teichel Beged Pishtan, Kei Shatavra b'Teichel Levadin. First chat Rashi learns that in the shoe they added a linen layer. Lining. Vishnachrina, Hatavra b'Pishtan, Shatavra b'Mshicha, Kei Shalonu. They use thread, which is the way I explained it, like the Vishnachrina. Ein Cholten by the meaning Kula D'Or, the Sivan Alka Tachash. It's not called a nal to its all leather. Midiachrini, or behem acheres a sandal. A sandal is not made out of tachash skin. The answer is nal is marba. Frakti Gemara Viter.
Okay,
yes.
A little bit of a silly question.
There's no silly questions.
Well, this shoe is brown. That's not natural color of leather. Obviously, they added a color. It's not mevatel leather. In other words, that's what I was thinking. That
nice point you're bringing up, but it doesn't say that. I don't know. It doesn't. Meaning, maybe there should have to be leather that's not dyed.
I was thinking of that. Exactly the opposite. They made it
back
in the Mishnah
Beta.
But people didn't wear white shoes.
Right, they didn't wear white shoes. The Mishnah says, Beta Sagir, right? They used to make it
black.
So maybe that's why it had to be black to be a normal shoe.
That's what I thought,
To me, the Kiddush was that it's white straps.
Yeah,
if I remember, Rabbi Gruber's shoe was black. Again, I don't remember well. It was only one time. I thought it was black straps.
When we saw him, I think it was also black
straps. Black straps.
One on the picture.
So I don't know why they have white straps here, but this is not a halachic shoe, by the way. This was made in a project in the summer by somebody who knows Hokus Chalitza was teaching the kids how to do this. So maybe he didn't dye it black. I don't know. I don't know.
So this is a puzzle, this shoe.
Why not? Why is it a puzzle?
I'm asking.
I don't see why. You don't need the Shema. It's a shoe.
That's not what
I
mean by the Shema.
And that's the verb that they were using. Bar Hashem Yochan never had
that
red.
What?
Is this the one that Rabbi Groomer had?
No.
No. This was from a summer project.
Yes.
But the person who did it knows Hukas Chalitza. He wrote a whole book on it. This person who was in charge of this summer camp, who did it, went through Hukas Chalitza. He has...
Did he say why he used white straps? This was a different
kids are doing.
Yeah.
That's a good camp. I've heard a lot.
That was the side project.
The shoe. Two long white leather straps extend from either side of the ankle of the shoe. He doesn't say why it has to be white. The laces are designed to crisscross between the buttons and pass through the cutouts in the back. I'm reading what he says. The laces are designed to crisscross between the buttons and pass through the cutouts in the back.
Wait, Bart, what are you doing?
I want to see the cutouts in the back.
That's the cutouts.
Oh, pass through here.
Yeah.
Where's the sole?
Here, so in other words, this would go through here and then come back around the foot on one side.
Where's the sole?
Imagine this is the foot. The strap goes through here and then comes through this hole. No, it's the bind.
Here.
Instead of going around the outside, it goes partially on the inside.
Here it being said that some holder straps don't have to be made from leather. That is the shita of Shulchan Aruch. But yes, I have from chita tfir edim shuah psul afila b'dievin. And that is the other shita brought in the Ramah.
Yeah.
Ah, clearly. Aminu Yakulay Tzvua Shachar. This is Hilchos Dina Chalitza in the back of the Masechta Gemara. The Aminu has to be completely black to Ramah, because that's the way they wore shoes in the days of the Torah, black shoes. So he says at the bottom. Ava Haritzuas Lo Yitzuas. They should not be should not be dyed. The Yesh Aymim Ava Tfiras Lo Yitzuas. And some say even the stitches shouldn't be dyed.
Based on that, the way they wore it.
Doesn't say that.
Well, the color was.
Ramah says that the Ritzua should not be dyed. He brings over here that on the inside you can dye it. But some say you can't even dye the straps on the inside. It should be totally white. Oh, so Mishikem is Mana Taira, Hayaderach Ritzua Saya Levanas. They used to have white. The Zen now Lamar Bataira. The Yesh Shikas Shnagsasu, Shizvanenu Shinoi Gimlubish Ritzua Shiris. Ain't Tzarech Shertuas Yeh Levanas. Come on, Yesh LaHachmer. V'agwal Kosev Shein Tzarech LaHachmer B'zeh Klal. So there you have it. He has the whole, the back of the Pacific Gemara. He has a section going through Chalitza. The shoes, the thing, the process, everything.
It was interesting to note that we had a sheet in the hole, the
Besnitz
up to be
Amir Aaron. They just don't know how to read. And then they take this handbook.
Well, that handbook just came out
2 days ago. They have a Shonar handbook. They know how to read.
They understand.
I mean, the truth is, the handbook that Rabbanim used are very specific. Say this. Tell them this. It's not like leaves anything up to speculation. It's not written in English. Okay, everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Sunday morning, 6:30. I want to let everybody know that on Sunday night, 8 o'clock, Rabbi Schutz is giving a shiur in Shem Shabbos, downstairs, on everything you have to know about the moon from Tehtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Yomi.